You are listening to Through the Funnel, where we demystify classical Chinese medicine and reveal how Eastern and Western medicine work together in health and healing. I'm your host, Mallory Jaimo, and this is episode 18. Hi, welcome. Today, I'm going to be talking about the difference between letting go and acceptance. This is a conversation that comes up a lot in my practice when I'm one-on-one with patients. And the reason why it comes up so much is because people are struggling with letting go. So patients will come in and they'll say, I'm just really working on trying to let this go. Or so-and-so told me that I just need to let it go. Or, you know, this has been going on for so long that I just need to let it go. And every time they say that statement, let it go, I just need to let it go, someone's telling me to let it go, there's resistance and tension and constraint behind their voice. You can hear it in mine when I just gave those examples. When they're talking about this, there might even be some sadness too. Maybe they don't want to really let go of the situation. Perhaps they're struggling to understand what it means to let it go, quote unquote. Or perhaps they're still emotionally attached to the event, the circumstance, the person, and they might be having trouble letting it go. So when we are told or believe that we have to let something go, that means to physically remove something. So letting go is a physical act. It's not something that we can physically do with our thoughts and feelings. We just can't let those go. We can let go of our breath. We can let go of our bowels. We can let go of old cars, clothes. We can let the kids go to school. We can let ourselves enjoy the day, but we can't physically let go of the experience that we had. Let me say that again. Letting go is a physical act. It is something that we are able to do with another physical part of our body, whether it be our hands, our breath, or our bowels. In Chinese medicine, the lungs and the large intestine are associated with the act of letting go. The breath is autonomic, so we're going to effortlessly, without even thinking about it, let go of our exhale. Breathwork has gotten really popular, so being able to control and move the breath in a particular way is also going to allow us to physically have control over our breath and let go in a way that we can move the breath through us with some sort of control and awareness of what we want to do with the breath. I'll see patients that have constipation or even loose stools, and maybe they're constraining and tightening too much with their thoughts and feelings that then they're not able to effortlessly let go and release the bowels. It's the same thing with loose stools. Chinese medicine, we would say if you worry a lot, then you might have diarrhea because that constant worry running through the brain is causing your bowels and your intestines to not have some sort of control. We do like a little bit of control. Control isn't necessarily a bad thing, but when we feel out of control with our worrying thoughts, then we're going to have diarrhea. When we are in control and we have a good relationship with the symbiotic nature of letting go and bringing in, allowing and releasing, then the bowels can move through us in the natural way. Just a side note here, it is preferred, recommended, and in Chinese medicine literature that you release your bowels in the morning between lung and large intestine time, which is going to be between 3 a.m. and 7 a.m. The thing with letting go is that it gives us a false belief that we're in control. And as a result of that, we are going to feel as though we're in control of letting go. And we're simply not. Like I mentioned, your breath and your bowels are autonomic, but we can control both of them based on the experience that we're having in life, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that control is working for us. When our body does not want to do something, it is going to create some constraint and tightness within us. It may be constraint and tightness that we feel in a great way, and it may be tightness that we feel very deeply and on a subtle way. The only thing that we can let go of physically is that tightness, is that constraint, and is our relationship with control. So once you start to do practices to help your body release the constraint and release the tightness and the control, that's when you're going to find that a result of those practices is going to be your body's ability to let go. To let go of the circumstance, the people, the thoughts, and the feelings around the experience. Let's take another look at the lungs, for example. So you can inhale and hold your breath for so many seconds and then exhale and release for so many seconds. That is going to be creating constraint in the body and then signaling to your system, okay, you can let go and release. So working with the breath and breath work is going to help your body to quote unquote let go of tension and constraint around the circumstance or people that you're wanting to let go of. It is important when you do breath work to engage the mind and the nervous system in that practice. So perhaps you think about the situation or the people as you're doing the breath work to signal to your brain, your thoughts, and your nervous system that, hey, we're working through this right now. This is something that I want to help you to let go of. I want to facilitate this act of moving through this experience that you had. Just that act of matching physical movement with your thoughts and feelings is going to help the body go and let go and release that constraint. Here's the other side of it too. Just because your brain wants to doesn't mean that your body is ready to. So it's going to be important to listen to the signals of the body, not always the brain, because the body is going to heal at one pace and the brain is going to want to heal at another pace. That's going to be a completely different topic. If you want me to do an episode on something like your brain and body connection, just let me know, send me a message. That's something that I can put together for you. So the other part of letting go that I encourage my patients to do is going to be some physical movement. So not only working with the breath, but going for a walk, moving your body, really allowing the tension to move through you as you're consciously aware of this is something that you want to do. So breathing is great, movement is wonderful, walks, exercise. Everybody knows that stress is released when we move and exercise. Drinking water and flushing the system is also going to be an excellent way to quote unquote help the body let go. But again, what I'm really talking about is helping the body to release constraint and tightness. And then the last aspect, an exercise is just to allow your body to rest. My goodness, we go through so much as adults and children and just humans in general that when we rest, we repair. When we rest, we digest. You are not only digesting physical food and nutrition that you're putting into your body, but you're also digesting your ability to take in the information and the situation that occurred and process it. And we don't always need to do that on a conscious level. We don't need to always talk to our friends and family about it. We don't always need to go to a therapy session. Although they're wonderful things, the body has the ability to heal itself. And one way of doing that is allowing for rest. When someone is working with or struggling to let go, I'll encourage them to work with acceptance instead. So acceptance is, in its simplest form, the ability to receive. We can receive physical gifts, but when we receive that physical thing, we also can or cannot receive it internally as well. So if someone gives you a gift that you don't like, you're not going to receive it internally. You may take it from them because you want to be nice, but you're going to throw it away or do something else with it because there isn't the acceptance internally of what you're receiving. So we can as well receive circumstances, people, thoughts, actions, and decisions. When something happens to us and we work on receiving it in the way that it was presented, in the way that we remember it, the body immediately softens. We tell the system, hey, this is just what happened. These are the facts. This disease came, this discomfort happened, this person did that, they treated me this way. It takes the person, the situation, and the circumstance as they are. We are not trying to change it. We're not trying to make our body do something that it doesn't want to do, like just let it go. We are saying, this is what happened. I'm going to receive it as it is, and I'm going to try my best to accept it for what it was. Once you start to accept, your brain goes, oh, that's a little different than needing to try to just release it. Your brain understands acceptance because it has to naturally accept things all the time. It has to accept how it's breathing, how it's moving. It has to accept the pain that you're experiencing and try to work through it. It has to accept the cold or flu that you're feeling and signal to the body, hey, I need rest in order to accept this and to heal from it. We are accepting things all the time, whether they are in our control or not. But the thing with acceptance is that it gives us some sort of control. It gives us the choice. With letting go, we don't always feel like it's a choice. It feels like it's more of a command, right? Something that we have to do, something that we need to do or can do, but don't always know how. Your brain starts to see the circumstance for what it was, whether or not it was a good situation or a bad situation. It's simply going to acknowledge, to accept it for what it was and what it is without being able to change it. Because the only thing that we can change are our thoughts and feelings about what happened to us. When we begin to accept, we begin to allow. We begin to allow the world to be what it is. We begin to allow people to be who they are, situations and circumstances. And we let go of that desire to control, of that desire to wish that it was different. We simply say, okay, this is how it was. I can't change it. The best thing that I can do is say, that's what happened. let me accept it and begin to work with what it means to accept. This is not an easy task. You're going to find that as you start to work with acceptance, your body is going to bring some ease, some lightness. It's going to feel open. You're going to release some of that tension and constraint just by saying, I accept this, or I am working on accepting this. What happened isn't necessarily right, but that's okay. I can accept that. All those phrases come when we engage our brain and start to tell our brain what we want our body to receive. And the whole goal is to not tell our brain something that we don't believe, but to meet our brain where we're at. So maybe even something like, I can't fully accept this, but I'm working on accepting it. Let yourself go through the physical process of receiving acceptance. Let yourself have movement and activity to move the constraint and constriction, and allow yourself to simply work with the neurological desire of the brain and the body to be on the same page. And that's where simple statements of thought work and movement towards what you want are going to be the most effective. I hope that you found this episode useful, but most importantly, I hope that you put it into action and that this is a practice that you come back to regularly for the rest of your life. I want to encourage you to listen to this episode a couple times. I know I went through things pretty quickly, but it's all going to be succinct once you start to work with it, and you're going to see how easily it flows. If you have questions or comments or want me to do a podcast on a particular topic, feel free to send me an email at hello@sourcemedicinalarts.com. Thanks for listening.